Hello, doctor.
I want to get line drive.
Hey, shoe fits. It's yours. That's it. But it's your own shoe. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's.
But the main thing for me, I know, is honesty. Like,
yes.
Like, I lie.
Yeah.
But I'm honest about it.
No, you're not.
What? Not all negative, but as a God is good, blood.
That's what I want.
Goodness gracious. Smackable.
Yes.
I know.
And I run it.
Flies to wanton boys. We are for the gods. They kill us for the sport. Soon the science will not only be able to slow down the aging of the cells, soon the science will fix the cells to the state. And so we will become eternal. Only accidents, crimes, wars will still kill us. But unfortunately, crimes and wars will multiply. I love football.
Wait, hold on.
Thank you.
Am I getting that correct? Yeah.
Go on.
Is my man saying that we can live forever? But have you seen it? It's Eric Cantona's acceptance.
Oh, that's
speech.
Eric Cantona. Yeah. I was thinking that guy looks familiar. You know, man. You know, man's not a football guy at all. Man, he looked like he fly kicked someone at some point. Like.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, man? Fly kicked a fan.
That's hot, fam. I love those days.
Can you imagine, man? Fly kicked a fan.
I think I heard a snippet. I haven't watched it yet, but I heard a snippet of Dave Chappelle's thing the other day.
Yes.
And I missed the days. Comedians could say what.
Yes,
I just fucking missed it.
This is synchronicity. I love it. Even though everyone's gonna watch it, exactly what man just said about him fly kicking someone. I was just thinking when man was watching Dave Chappelle, I was thinking, wow, this nigga doesn't give a fuck.
We've had enough. A lot of us have had a fucking enough, bro.
We're
sick and tired of you bitches bitching. Like, fuck off. Stop complaining about every goddamn thing, every goddamn minute. Like, it's getting... We're not going to be able to live in a second, but this is on, like, the flip side in terms of they're going to do off ourselves that we can live forever and only wars and crimes is what's going to kill, man. And wars and crimes are inevitable, basically.
Yeah.
Like, because of the way the world is...
Yeah.
Like, money's involved, so it's... We're gonna scuff.
Yeah. We will kill each other. Yeah.
There's greed, isn't it? This is the devil's playground. Greed is gonna do us all in. We're gonna off each other for the sake of our family and not see ourselves as one family. But
yeah,
like, it's mad that it's an acceptance speech. But I get what he's saying. But it's mad.
I don't even get. So what does that mean that he's been researching this kind of stuff?
Not necessarily that he's researching it, but
yeah,
he sees sport as something that unites many. It's the most popular sport in the world, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think he says something about the gods, isn't it?
Mm.
But not necessarily the Most High, the Almighty Jehovah.
Zeus. Yeah,
you know, like,
Greek mythology.
Greek mythology. You had like what gladiators and that.
Sport, everybody loved it.
Blood, guts, like people loved it's like
entertainment.
It really is like a war. Like when you step onto the football pitch, you cross them white lines. The other team is not your guy, innit? You're trying to win by any means possible, innit?
Word.
So like men are gonna battle out on the pitch. But in terms of like the aging cells thing, I could see that happen. Like people are already doing plastic surgery and this and that to their body.
Because they're trying not to age. And they're trying. We're always trying to fight age. People,
no one wants to die, but I don't want to live forever. This world is... Why do I want to stay here?
Yeah, do you want to live forever?
No.
Because I was going to actually ask, you don't.
No, what? I'm ready to see heaven and the Garden of Eden. I'm trying to buck Eve.
He said, I don't know.
You want to live forever? What
I'm
do you want
to
see
I'm not too sure about that one. Hold on. One second.
Nah, I was saying, like, if, for example,
I was able to like move, like not just be like, everybody needs to help me walk and shit like that. Do you know when you get
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. If men could be internalized, like at this age, when man's at man's peak.
Because you know there's some people that are old and they can still do shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm seeing what's that thing? America's Got Talent, and some 80-year-old man and he's doing acrobats. And shit like that. You know, I don't mind if I can do all of that.
You know, they said he jumped down and hit his knees.
Acrobatics.
All of that stuff. If I could do that, I don't mind living forever. But the point where I'm like, bruv, I need help to do everything.
Take me out.
I'm trying to see other things. Like, world is what it is. It's finished.
I hear you.
No, but that's like, what you could like never say that.
Atlantic.
Yeah.
This ice is melting, bruv.
Well, like Greenland.
Soon it's going to be sub below zero, bruv.
The Atlantic, the ice is melting.
Yeah, leave it.
What is
that? Is the sea, you know?
No, that's the place. No,
Antarctica. He said the Atlantic.
Man said the Atlantic.
The ice is melting.
The ice is melting, bro.
I tried to buy it. I was against too
early.
Two minutes ago, he just said, I want to be 80 and be able to do acrobat. It's acrobatics.
Did he say that? I said it.
Acrobats.
That's not the word, though. He said acrobats. It's acrobatics.
It's the same shit.
No, that's not. But you know what? We missed it.
I got it.
There's no VAR. I need to know who people on YouTube. Should we be able to give the helmet out retrospectively?
I don't know.
Like, you know, Olympics, they found out you did drugs. Take his whole shit back, bro.
VAR.
VAR on the helmet, fam.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Stab me up.
Man said Atlantic. The ice caps are melting.
No, but apparently, what's his name? Trying to invest in Greenland. Like, Greenland is literally just Donald Trump. Yeah, it's just ice.
Yeah,
but apparently it's melting. So he's thinking once it melts, the shit that's going to be under that ice is going to be mad valuable.
It makes sense though, because bruv, in Dubai they just started building on water, bruv. So if the ice has melted, it's fine, fam.
Sea levels is rising. Where are we going? Like.
It was just something that you just said. What was it? Just in terms of living forever, trying to think. Like, would man want to live for? If you could eternalize yourself right now, the current state you're in, and they say you don't age here. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, what would be the age?
I think I would. I feel good right now.
Yeah,
I can still play football barely.
You said barely.
Like, I played the other day. I was like, shit, preseason, I should have been doing.
I should have been training.
Being stuck like this for the rest. Like,
I know what you mean. I want to grow. No. Like, I do want to grow.
You're not growing no more. Like.
No.
This guy wants to finally be 6 foot. It's
happening. I just like this narrative that you push, because when people see me, they're like, bruv, you're not sure. I'm like, I told you, fam.
It's not 6 foot.
Now I look like a giant, though. You know what I'm saying? So keep saying it.
5 foot five girls, of course.
No. Man's talking about growing life. Man's talking about my fucking height. You know, dickheads. But I'm trying to think like death, judgment, or all that kind of stuff. Does man want to go through that if man could avoid it?
Fam, if you live forever, you will never get the answers to some things that this current world can give you. You know what I mean?
No, you need to explain that.
So because you might have to go and buck God to find out what a pagan said about you behind your back, because you'll never know, innit?
I want to die just to find that out, bro.
So you want to find out some? You want to know if did she cheat on me?
I don't need to know that.
I hear you.
No, but that's
or
the
like
thing.
God, was you mad at me because I did this that day? Like, was you mad, God? Like, just want to ask. Was you mad? Like,
all right, cool. One question you'd ask God: if God just came down and said, you know, I'll give you vision on anything you want right now. What would you ask him?
Ooh.
You know, you start thinking of bare things which you're confused. Because you know what? Like, I don't know why. I feel like I'm perfect. Like, not perfect, but I feel like I'm a good guy, innit?
Yeah.
No one doesn't like me. Like, I'm a good guy. And then you realize, nah, there's probably some people that think they're good, but I've chat shit about
them. I know what I'd ask him.
So
I'd ask him, why did you put black people at the bottom of the hierarchy, bruv? Like, why did you allow this to happen to us?
Why? Is that where we go?
Why?
Damn, son. Damn.
Why? I want to know why. Just tell me why. I won't be mad. Yeah. You know when your mom says, I won't beat you.
Yeah.
You think you were just sleeping? You just
this long.
And the white people are like, quick, he's not looking. They just took everything.
He's like, ah, I can't even lie.
Man missed it. Man missed it. Really
turn back. He was looking at Greenland.
Yeah, like, do you know what I mean? Like, man was trying to create.
You lot free will. Why do you allow it? Like, ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one, you know? Because that's the kind of stuff which makes people think, is God real? It's for the masses. It's taught to us. All that kind of shit.
But when you read the Bible, it's always talking about those that were had the harder life down here will have it fantastic up there. You know what I mean? But yeah. Then it's like, he's always forgiving, so everyone should have it nice up there now. Like,
yeah, it's just about the free will. That's all it is. The fact that he gave us free will, and it seems like the whites did what they did.
Yeah.
With their free will, and we were just chilling with us.
We was so nice. Like,
do you know what? I have a theory.
Go on.
Again.
Yeah. The other one last week, that wasn't a bad one.
Hey, this one might not be as good. It definitely will not be as good.
Yeah.
But I reckon it's because it was too hot where we were.
Where?
So we were chilling.
Africa.
Yeah, it's too hot. We don't want
to.
So
we're tired. We're lethargic.
We're tired. We can't be bothered. It's hot. Let me chill. These guys listen, are cold. I need to keep myself.
We're acclimatized to the heat. So when they got there, they should have just been sweating.
They should have been tired.
That's why they made us do it. Because they were like, nah, bruv, this is too hot for me. But they were active enough to be like, nah, let's go do shit. Whereas we're like, chill, you know, like you go to fucking the Caribbean, everybody's relaxed.
Yeah,
everything's cool. It's
there's
blessed.
All palm trees. How can man be stressed?
They were stressed.
That is one thing. They came over, it's fucking cold, man's taken over all your shits. I am trying to
have a stress-free
30 days.
Yeah,
that's my aim for September.
That's hard.
That's difficult, fam. Stress is good, fam.
I hear that, but I want 30 days off, mate.
Bam.
You might need
30 days off the podcast because this could be stressful.
Yeah, it can be stressful. Man has to talk, man has to think, fam. Man not just on mic and talk.
I'm talking head in hands. Ah, God, why?
Okay.
I don't feel like I throw
my papers in the air, pick them up 2 seconds later. I need this. You know?
I think actually, there's something that I actually saw which made me think, yeah, black people are way too nice, bruv. And this is how we've been taken over, right? Mm. So I don't know if you saw this video where there's this guy, he was, he's a security guard. No, black guy is a sheriff, yeah? He's somewhere where there's a security guard, like just a normal security guard. And the black guy has his pistol on him, of course, he's a sheriff, innit? And then the white guy says, you're not allowed to come here with your pistol. So he's like, bruv, I'm a police officer, innit? Like, I'm fine. Mm. Then the white guy's like, no, you can't bring your pistol in here. So the black guy's like, cool, let me leave. As he starts to walk out, bruv, the security guard pulls his pistol on the black guy, saying like, what are you doing? You shouldn't have your pistol in here. So he just started wiling out. These times the black guy's about to leave and put his pistol somewhere in the car. Yeah. He started to basically try and subdue him.
Hold on, wait, did the black guy have his pistol? Was it visible?
Yeah, obviously it's a police officer. So he's got the pistol on him.
He's a police officer.
This is what I'm saying. This is what's mad. So he's got the pistol on him. He's saying, leave. The guy's leaving to go put it back because he's like, cool, all right, no problem, innit? Let me go leave, even though it's your right to have your pistol on. He's leaving. The guy's pulled out the pistol, like, what are you doing? You shouldn't be here with your pistol, blah, blah, blah. So he's trying to subdue him. Like, he's literally trying to almost have a citizen's arrest here on a fucking officer.
Wow.
And then imagine somebody calls the police saying, can you imagine, it's a police officer here right now. Someone calls the police saying, there's a guy with a pistol out here. So the police come, and all the black guy was trying to do was de-escalate the situation. He was just trying to be like, nah, it's all good, it's all cool. But I'm thinking, bruv, one, you're a police officer. Two, he's pulled his weapon out on you. Bruv, the guy didn't get arrested. The white guy didn't get arrested. And the black guy just sort of just left there, left the situation. I'm like,
and you want to live in this world forever?
That.
Why?
What's fam,
I live there.
What's, I definitely don't want to live in America.
What is there for us, bruv? This is mad.
Man pulled a gun on a police officer and got away with it. And all the black guy wanted to do was de-escalate it and keep it calm. And I'm like, I'm not saying that you should murk him, but fam.
Fam, if he could live forever, he would have punched him. At least you would have swung.
Fam.
That's one of the perks, you know what I mean? Like,
we're too nice.
We are.
Where to? And it's not going to help us. I've realized nice guys don't feel exactly what Charlie was saying last week, fam. What is the benefit of being nice when girls want the bad guy? What is the benefit of being nice when man's going to have guns pulled on man, even though man's a police officer? What's the benefits, fam? But we're always trying to be nice. The only reason why we've taken over is because we were teaching people how to be clean. We were teaching them. They took it and fucking turned on us, bruv.
We can't become animals
now. He said, "Now let's calm down a bit."
Like, I get where you're coming from.
I'm tired of taking that high road, bro.
I know what you mean.
Zoom men have to wild out, bro. The revolution has to be televised because I'm tired, bro. Me, because even I was watching. I just watched that Meek Mill documentary. Yeah,
I didn't even finish it.
I need to. Damn. Can you give me a rundown of it? I need to have a look at it.
Meek Mill's situation started back in what? 2009?
Yeah. No.
When he was 19. Earlier? So let me not even try and give dates. Let me just say, when he was 19.
Yeah, yeah.
So obviously he started out rapping. Then he hit up his cousins, obviously doing the doing it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So my fucking, he's in the crib now. And they've said he's gone to bust a shot in it.
Mm-hmm.
So he stepped outside and they say the way it is in Philly, before you go out, you look up and down the street for a hot minute. Make sure it's clear in it.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
from police as well as ops, innit?
Yeah.
So he stepped out. He's got a tool on his hip, innit? Then the police have bust the corner. Then this is what they've claimed, that he pulled the pistol and pointed it at them.
Yeah.
Stop there.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, of course, that's nonsense. That's nonsense because
they would have shot him.
Because they would have right to shoot him.
And there was two police in front of him and one policeman behind him.
Oh, was it? I didn't see that.
So when you get to the end of the fourth, you'll see that the guy says, I was behind Meek. Do you know how mad it is? The judge had an attorney who was, for some reason, defending her on camera, but then they kept recording while he thought the camera was cut. And he was saying, "I can't even keep defending this woman. This is crazy now." She and I was thinking, thank God, I was about to bust shots at him.
Doing his job, lad.
Because she's hired him. So he's like, "Oh, for fuck's sake, I have to defend you." Jesus. So on camera, he's like, "The law is the law. If you do this, you're fine. If you don't do this, then the law says, boom, innit." Camera cuts, but the audio's still running, so it's a black screen with subtitles, just so you get the message.
Yeah.
I can't even keep defending this woman. This is crazy. I'm thinking, so glad you said this, because I'm thinking, this justice is mad. But back to the beginning, so Meek's fucking... So he's been... No, he's not even just been arrested. They've beat him up. Now this thing is, it was black cops as well.
Did they say that they took the gun off him?
I don't know. Meek said, Meek took the gun off his hip and put it on the floor, hands behind his head, all of that. They handcuffed him and started beating him up while he was in the handcuffs. So they started snuffing him outside. Then they raided the house. So what
they used his head as a battering ram to get into the house.
So you see the picture where he's got the bars and things? That's that day. And do you know what? It made me think. I'll get to my thoughts, but let me tell the story.
I'm not going to lie, yeah? If I had a gun, there's no way I'm letting someone pull a gun on me and I'm not shooting, bruv.
You're dying against feds, free of them.
No, I'm talking about as police. That's what I'm saying. So that's how I know that one's bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm not even gonna lie, just from watching films as a young person, like, you know, you always like when they're like, okay, I'll put the gun down. Then they got the little pocket rocket in it. And he just... So if I ever had a gun, I want one of them little anklets. I want the anklet to
the little revolver thing.
All right. I'm going to put it down.
You got to hit him with that Kevin Hart, that gun compartment.
So you go stick me up outside my house? Okay.
Gun compartment.
Man said, let me just get something out the oven. It's a gun compartment. I'm telling you, fam, man needs a gun compartment. That's the kind of gun. Like, man will be rolling with a big 38, a big Desert Eagle.
Young fan said he had a stick under the dresser. Now I was like, how are you finna pull that out in a situation? You lifting up the dresser.
Man need the small pocket rocket, bruv.
But motherfucking so. They've caught him outside the house. They've handcuffed him. Claimed he's pointed the gun at them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you start to see how their description of him was iffy, because obviously known for the braids at that time.
But
when they're describing him, I think they said he was medium complexion, 5'8", with
They didn't say his hair. They didn't mention...
They didn't mention his hair. But come on, if someone's got braids, distinctive feature, you're going to say
that's
braids.
The guy with
yeah,
the braids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Boom. Straight away. Especially his person's
so
like black. You would have said
the thing
that.
With these cops is they're black because they're... What's that film, In Too Deep? You ever watched In Too Deep?
Nah.
Nah.
With, is it? It's not MacGyver. I think it's got LL Cool J in it.
Please fix it.
In Too Deep. Isn't that the one with... Oh,
no,
I'm thinking...
No, I think
BC.
It's Waist Deep. Either one. It's basically a police... It's basically a movie where someone goes... I think it's In Too Deep, where they go like undercover, like okay. really, and they join the gang and yeah. they do the moves. And
it sounds right.
Have you watched... Oh, what is it? Don't worry. I know, it's the intent. So you know the guys are fed, innit?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that, but it's way, way back, and I'm sure it's got LL in it.
Yeah.
But fucking... So these feds, they look like they're from... The north side of Philly, like
there. Yeah, they got bare undercovers there.
Yeah. Undercover. Bare undercovers like, there, yeah. Wearing the clothes. You couldn't tell they were a fed, but you could if you just see them standing around. So what the fed guys claimed, yeah, he's seen Meek make a move, innit? Mm. So he's come out on a pedal bike. So the house is on this street. The car's parked here and the shot's down the end of this street.
Yeah.
So he said he's seen Meek come out of the crib, cycle past the car, cycle up the block, make a shot, and then cycle back to the house and go inside. So what they've said is that there's cars parked all along the street. So he wouldn't have been able to see it. So he said, yeah, I got out and walked and saw the transaction. These times, if Meek's cycling, but you're walking, you're not going to get gonna, there at the same time
there's
as
no
Meek.
Way. There's
and
no
if
way.
You did, Meek's going to look at you like,
what are you doing
yeah.
here?
You're right next to me. Yeah. What's going on?
The way they reenact it makes it seem like if your story is true, this looks stupid.
This
bro.
Is stupid.
Like,
yeah.
And then
jogging.
And yeah. And then he cycled back and went inside the house. Like they're smarter than that to go somewhere else after and boom, boom, boom. So they claim they set the woman up to then come into the police car and show that I bought this off him. But there's no like solid proof in it.
Proof or
like,
evidence.
It's
of
just
that.
A story. Like there's no proof, no fingerprints on the
side. Oh
no, you know like how in American Gangster you got the on the package you might have a blue star or something.
Blue magic or some shit like that.
Starting to identify the packet. It's just a packet with cocaine in it at the moment.
And said, yeah, he gave it to
you
me.
Know? So they've cuffed me. And what these cops do is they still in it. So they go into houses, say there's 30 racks, they may take 15 and split it between
them. Yeah, I've heard that.
And then
that.
Say, yeah, we seized 15K.
15, yeah, and
the
they took 15. That's
so
happened,
now if
that
you get
nabbed, London.
Yeah, the smartest thing to do is now get these feds. If you know you're a dirty guy, get these feds in trouble. Say, what?
Yep.
You stole 15. There was a million in the crib.
Yep.
Where's the rest?
Yep.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, flip
but
it on them. Now put the sign on them. Like, where's the rest?
So but then...
You're already in trouble. You're already pissed.
Nah. If you're already going
down. You're pissed.
Nah, but the thing is, man don't want them to be saying, oh, shoot, that's now a Rico charge or some shit like that.
Hey,
if you're already
pissed,
you're getting in trouble for that shit.
You're already pissed.
Fuck it.
You might as well take them down with you.
Nah, this is coming from a place of privilege because we ain't in trouble. Yeah. When you're in trouble, you're not thinking, I'll take more years just to see that policeman.
I probably would.
You're like mad, bro.
I probably would.
I'm fucking mad, bro. I'm not saying
first,
I had a bit
like,
of a crib.
You took 15K from me. Fuck it. You're coming with me.
Yeah.
So I can snuff you in prison. I want to see you in Rikers Island 2, bitch.
Still.
Yeah, they're worse off than us. So
you're
going to see some more motherfuckers you locked up and robbed in there too. So you're coming.
Half for good behavior.
Yeah.
You're coming. I'll look at you. You know when you're sitting in the courtroom? Yeah. Ah, you're coming
you're
too,
coming
bitch.
Too, bruv. Coming with me, bruv. I'll be there for
put
that
these
fucking
cuffs
courtroom,
on, nigga.
Blood.
Motherfucker. So obviously they've smashed in the door that Meek was at with his head. And no, they started snuffing him outside, like beating him up outside, stomping him, punching him in the head, bashed him inside. He said he's starting to black out and shit.
It said when he came through the door, obviously they used his head and on the other side of the door, like he hit his head on the TV.
And the table.
And then fell onto like a metal table and smashed the other side. That's why he's got both sides of his head.
Cocoed.
Fam.
Kept snuffing him inside. Got all these cousins, uncles lined up in the crib. Then they're searching the crib for shit. At one point, someone goes, bingo. Man's thinking, bingo?
Yeah.
These niggas talking bingo for? That's how they know that they're robbing them, innit?
As well as
arresting man, innit? So they've took Meek down. Obviously, this is where he's first met Judge Brinkley, innit?
Mm-hmm,
the judge that's been doing his sentences for like the last 12 years. This woman is nuts. Black woman, you're thinking, not even like cut man some slack, but
What you've done since you've met Meek is mad. And what you've done in your own life is also mad. Like, you've heard stories where she's suing tenants of her house because they left the name badge and she had sleepless nights.
No, that was a hotel. She was suing a hotel. She was suing a hotel. She said that she woke up and one of the hotel staff members' name badge was on a pillow next to her. And she said, now I can't sleep. Was that
someone trying to rape me or something?
She just said that, like, it's been keeping her up at night, that she can't believe this is happening. Like, she can't even go home and sleep. She thinks somebody's going to be... Like, all of this nonsense.
Do you see, this is what happens when you got power and you got knowledge.
That's what she did as well, because as a judge, you're not allowed to impose... When you're suing someone, you're not allowed to... If you're a judge, you're not allowed to impose that on the person you're suing. Because you're inferring, I know the law better than you. Yeah, I'm going to... Yeah. You know, so she did that.
She'll be like, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah. She was like, you know, I'm a judge, right? So it's going to make the person scared to defend themselves against the judge. It's going to be like, uh-oh. So she's not actually allowed to do that. And you see the guy that was defending her, like her attorney or whatever his name is, he was like, the things that she sued for, they're not abnormal. But then again, 20 minutes later when the camera cuts, he said, I can't even
defend her.
She's got 37 lawsuits. One billionaire, this, you know, Meek's friend,
Michael, happy, fam.
Meek's friend, Michael Rubin, who's like a business owner. Yeah. He's got multiple businesses. He said he's been running businesses for however many years.
Yeah.
And he's probably only got like one lawsuit. And he's thinking 37.
And you're a judge. I think like, judge, you know what? No smoke with me. I'm a judge, you know. You better take it easy, fam.
He's thinking she's mad. Court. So they've bust his head. Obviously, now Meek's gone to the station, innit? And I think his mum or sister's pulled up and they're trying to see him. His face is all bleeding, bloody, got the bandages on. And they're trying to get pictures of him, but they're not letting him in the room. So she's snapping pictures quickly. So that picture's all come out. Then they've sentenced Meek to what? 11 to 23 months.
Yeah.
And 10 years probation.
Yeah. But obviously at the time, they thought, oh, bust case.
Yeah.
Because the charges that he had, what was it, like 19? How many charges was it?
Oh, my God. If you start seeing the things, possession, intent to supply, loaded firearm, carrying a firearm.
That's what they'll do. They'll get you for the gun, the bullets. They'll say the chamber was illegal. The gun came from there. It's come from Russia. In fact, we don't fuck with Russia, so you're getting importing. Bruv, it's mad. And then they'll say something like, you're going to serve all the sentences together. I'm like, what's the point?
I don't get it. And it was just like, 19. It was dumb. It was a dumb amount of charges. And it was like, shit just sounded the same. You know what I mean?
It was like, you could have put these two together.
Just
because of together, all of those charges, even his lawyer was thinking, you're only doing 11 to 23 months in bruv, you bust case.
And as a black person in America at the time, you're thinking, I've bust case.
Like, everybody. Yeah. He said I'll be out. Of them in there. And even the judge was like, you know, like, I'm giving you a chance here to make better of your life. Like, to change your life.
And so she's been running with this narrative, even Wild Man's a millionaire now.
Yeah.
That I've given you chances to make... Brother,
he's done it. He did it.
And you're saying, that's why in his thing, like, for $44 an hour, they're abusing you, like, for $44 an hour, and you're doing this to us, like,
fam,
daughter fucking now, it's going to be a cold summer, all of that. Whole trauma song's about her, bro.
And then fucking, take my freedom, almost made me hate my people.
Also, here's another kicker, there's just kickers all over the place. Bail is like 8,000.
Or something like that, about 8,000. Something like they can't afford.
So the mum's all saying, or he's all thinking, I'm sure there's about this many people we could call for $500 each.
They
couldn't round up the money.
Nah,
Meek served his time.
Of course not.
But then you get out, but then guess what? 10 years probation. So,
you know I'm coming back.
You can't smoke. You can't do this. You can't do that. And that's while he's a rapper in his city. And that's kind of what I love about America, though. Like,
you love America after all of this?
No, not the city support. When you're making something of yourself. Because the way the city rode for him, and still, like, even today, not even today, even when he came out, or when the, is it the Philadelphia Eagles, I think they're called, went to the Super Bowl final, and they won, right?
Yeah, I think so.
They were playing his song as, like, this is our entrance
music. The support is mad.
And I think they did off basketball as well, no? The day he came out,
he got flown out to the basketball game, innit?
Yeah.
your city ride for you. And this is 12 years.
I feel like London,
prior to
London, we don't care. We don't care, bruv.
We don't have cities like that.
Yeah.
We did Jay Huss nice.
No, yeah. No, but that's London as a whole.
Mm. Yeah.
We don't have cities like that. That's
we
don't
have cities like that.
Where? Kennington's not Manchester, like, not you know what I mean? You,
that's not how you'd call it.
Manchester the area.
Because in New York, you got like Harlem, right?
Yeah.
Then you got Brooklyn.
Which would be like Kennington.
Then the Bronx. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it's like, yeah. different. And so Philadelphia, is that, what is that? Is that?
That's that'd what, be a city.
In where? Pennsylvania.
I don't know where it is.
I don't know, man. I'm trying to be smart, bro. Anyway. Got to be crushed out.
But he's from, like, what, North Philly?
He's from North Philly, but the whole Philly's riding for him.
That's
so
the
ours
thing,
is slightly different.
It's kind of like London.
Don't see it as like, oh, Kennington. But even Kennington.
No, it's kind of like London riding
London,
for
yeah,
right.
It is. Yeah, it is.
But we don't do that.
We do.
We did it for Jay Huss.
Peckham will ride for gigs forever.
That's the area. Same way Harlem would ride for Jim Jones.
Exactly, and that's what we're saying about Philly for Meek, no? It's the same. Same as even, where's Manchester, whatever spot Bugsy's from,
they ride. I feel like everyone outside rides for their people because they're smaller and they look at us like, you guys are the capital, you guys think you're all that. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Bugsy Malone, you're ours. Mm-hmm. He'll even say 01161. Us, do we say 020? Do you get what I'm saying?
It's dead, that's why.
We just say that. Do you get what I'm saying? We don't say that. We don't ride for it because we don't feel like we
own
anyone.
It doesn't sound as good though, innit?
It doesn't sound
as good.
It's
not everything you must do in it, because you know when Croydon started doing the 7? Imagine us at the 1.
Oh, right. I get what you're saying.
We are the 1.
Okay. The 1 still. 11. You know what I'm saying? It's mad. The power of the police is crazy, though. Man said they use his head as a battering ram.
Fam, it's just a crazy story, Rob, man. And then, like, the fact that they thought that this was a good thing, like the him getting the 10 years probation and the way it's all turned out.
It's crazy.
They said, look, like, since the 80s, I think people incarcerated went from 1 million to, what, like 2.5? Obviously, you know there's bare people in there that haven't either done the crime that they're being accused of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or have gone back off the basis of failing their probation.
Yeah.
Like, or missing a court date. But, and it's so hard because what did we watch? Central Park 5.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Obviously, just them, they never touched this woman, never saw this woman.
Yeah, yeah,
went
yeah.
Went to bin. When they come out, it's impossible to get a job.
Nope.
You're going to end up back in the, like, once yeah, you're in yeah, the system, yeah. Once the system's out there,
yeah.
Once the system's got you, it's got you. It's, you're done. You're finished.
And it's happened.
But he said, like, yeah, cool. A police officer can shoot you and take your life, but the judge can put some markings on a pit. That's your life gone as well. Like, and it's, the judge takes more lives than the police do.
Yeah.
There's over 2.5 million
that's
people
deep. For real,
in these
for real,
prisons.
For real.
And there's, of course, there's a high percentage of people that should have never gone in the first place or are just in there for too long.
It's basically once you come out, unless you're doing something entrepreneurial or
that's all you've
you're,
got,
you're becoming like a superstar.
Yeah, yeah, your life
some
is finished.
Sort of
that's
like,
all you've
it's
got.
Really difficult.
But the thing is, you see, with entrepreneur, it's almost seen as like the musicians pretty much are like Meek Mill is an entrepreneur. Like they shouldn't be seen 100%. As just an artist. This is a self-made business. Like
this
isn't a it's not what we. It's not 9 to 5. Like,
yeah,
but the judge wants
business. Yeah,
the judge stopped him from going on tours. Stopped him from releasing music. Stopped him from
just cutting
going
off money.
Stopped him
money
from leaving his house.
But it's the same thing here with drill, where they say, "Oh yeah, you can't make drill music if you're on like probation or you come out of jail."
You're basically saying you can't make money.
Yes,
that's what you're saying.
That might be my only way of making
that's
peace.
The income, but she said you're not allowed to go to work. Basically,
mm-hmm.
you're not allowed to go to work.
Yeah. Change your workplace.
Huh? But she's saying at the same time, I've given you countless opportunities to make better of yourself, but don't go to work. Miss Brinkley, are you okay? Are you hearing what you're saying?
What
today?
Is man supposed to do, fam?
It's mad.
I was I was angry, but I wasn't so angry. And it's weird because if it was a white person saying this, I would have been more angry.
100%.
But it's mad.
100%.
It's not like I
it's
get
confusing.
What she's saying.
That's why.
It's, I think I'm too confused
to
be as angry as I would be if it was a white person.
Yeah, you're too busy being confused, bro. You don't even know how to feel.
You don't. You're just like,
I'm very fun.
It's what?
Like, because you'd expect some favoritism, you're being more harsh on me.
Can you imagine? He said that with the first time he went to court, he thought, oh, thank God we got a black woman.
Mad.
Yeah.
But 10 years probation, think about it.
But
you're pretty much, you're still in the system, so you're pretty much in bin. Your life isn't yours. You're not free.
Do you know what's mad, yeah? Just
quick side note of that, like, we're always wary of, like, whether it be the house nigga or the person that is, like, cooning, or the person that, let's say, is maybe supporting white people, but they're amongst us, innit? Mm-hmm. So maybe they're snitches or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because when you go into a workplace, yeah, and you see another black person there, you start working there, you don't go over there and approach him and say, "What's good, bro?" You almost feel him out.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
what
of
you,
course,
what
course,
you want
yeah.
first?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? Let me see if you're cool. Up, and then obviously, when you see that you're cool, you still don't celebrate out there like, "Yeah, what's going on, bro? Yeah, welcome." Yeah. You send him a little email. "What's good, bro? You're all right." Man used to send the Olympics thing.
Olympics thing, yeah.
Man sent the Olympics thing like on the fucking podium. But you're always wary of, are you black or are you that kind of, you know what I'm saying? Are you that one? So I could only imagine, like, with all of that, like, given these judges acting mad, you're kind of thinking, I don't even know if you're on
that
side.
The thing I want to say with Meek, yeah, is that his story doesn't necessarily portray he was El Chapo. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's never, like, if you watch the story or the documentary, 4-part doc, yeah, it's never been like, I was out here shooting niggas and I was out here selling Demos drugs.
Yeah.
I just wanted to do music. When he found that out, I think he lost a rap battle once. He said he went home crying and said, "Nah, I'm on it."
Yeah.
So it's like, as young people in London or UK and America, don't think you have to be the greatest trapper to then become the greatest rapper.
Word.
You could just be a rapper.
You can lie,
just,
fam.
You don't have to lie, go through fam. That lie. No, not lie.
No, lie, man. Lie. We need to start lying, fam. No, niggas are too real for the game, bruv. Lie, fam.
I hear that. But lie. You can be a rapper without being
God's
a trapper.
I hope by God's grace that Blade Brown is a liar. I hope, bruv. Because I don't give a fuck.
If he's not, I hope he never gets caught with anything
please,
he's ever
please.
Said is just purely entertainment.
Like, I hope he even has like a mad posh accent. Like, what are you guys doing here?
Yeah.
This is not a trap house. What's that? No, of course, it's just characters. We always have a disclaimer at the beginning of our videos. Come on, guys. You get what I'm saying? Imagine. They would be sick, though, because at least you know he's finessing.
Yeah.
And fair enough, you might be promoting some bad stuff, but fam, I don't want niggas to be going to jail when they're that talented, fam. Do you get what I'm saying? Forget that, man.
I don't want niggas going
to
jail.
Lie, fam. Lie to me.
100%. Nah. I think from now, like, everyone should... I feel like people should just watch the story.
Yeah,
support Meek in the justice reform, as well as Kim K, who's doing her business too. And she's, it's kind of mad that, all right, cool, these kids, what happened?
What? She's doing it.
It's your face when you said she's doing it. I don't know whether you feel like Kim K doing it. Does a man feel a way about that? You know
no,
what
why should we?
No, I'm not saying that.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said her name. Because she's... But because she's Kim K, it's almost as like, I don't know, people feel a way about it.
Yeah.
And it's like, the people in there can't help themselves. They can't.
This is what the thing is, though. Because of who's in charge right now, Donald Trump, it's like, he responds to celebrities.
Mm. Yeah.
So if you're a celebrity,
he's
you have way
attention.
More influence over mm-hmm. him than a politician does.
Yeah.
So it just... She's one of the big celebrities. Mm. Being close to her makes things happen.
It's good that they're trying to do something about it. Even with the reform thing, they're trying to, you know, get at least 1 million people out by a certain period.
That's
and it's like,
mad.
Cool.
But ain't
if
it,
you aim sorry, too I'm, high, like, what's
where are they going to live?
Yeah, like, first of all, remember that theory, because you said there's a theory on something that happened there.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, ain't it mad how it's like, we look at America and we'll be like, yeah, man, that's good going on over there. But it's like we don't do anything about anything going on here, like man being wrong.
No, but the thing is, the law is very different over here. Like,
it might be different, but it can still, people are definitely going down for the wrong things.
How often, though, do you hear about wrongful convictions here?
Over here, yeah.
In the way that Meek's been convicted? Because there's a lot more to that story.
Yeah.
Like, when you get through this, you'll see, and it happens a lot more over there than it's...
Yeah, yeah,
100%. Like, I don't know many wrongful convictions over here.
Yeah,
niggas
actually did that.
You know,
shit.
Like, I don't hear too many harsh set, because you might say, "Oh, he went in," and I'm thinking, "Oh, how long ago? Oh, just he did a quick 16."
And you're
thinking, it's not nice to hear someone went in, but the nigga did do it.
Yeah, but he's out after
16 months. So cool. Like, there's not too many. Like,
he's not gone for too long.
Like, no
anyway,
one's told me that they've been on probation for 10 years. So,
yeah,
you know, true, if it was as mad over here as it was over there, then cool.
Yeah, and niggas actually get jobs after that as well. I've seen plenty of people go to jail and then where they're working, I'm like, I don't even know why they trusted
so
you.
So it's not as mad over there, as it is here. So that's the main thing. But when I talk, I never really want to put a division between Black Americans and British Americans. Let's just be black.
Yeah, I hear you.
And I'd like to see Meek come over here. So I've got some bias there, you know, some conscious bias.
But the theory is not even my one, it's my girl's.
Yeah. Nice one.
She
Harvard reference.
I was gonna have to sub you out. Yeah.
Lab et al.
2019.
She was like, what if this black judge is just being controlled by the whites above her?
Of course she is.
And
of
in
course.
Front of us, because the people above her
yeah.
have been coming out in front and saying, no, we believe Meek should be free.
Yeah.
But they could be in the back being like, if you dare let up on this guy.
Of course. I'm not saying that people should
She wants pay rises, she wants more power, she do what they say. Here, have that.
I'm not saying that people should risk their lives, because of course I'm not in a position where I don't know, some Masons on me telling me, fam, you guys better talk about that shit on the 90s baby show, otherwise you're dead. We don't have that. Do you know what I'm saying? But I feel like we need to start wilding out on live TV, bruv. We need to do some Kanye shit. I swear on my life, of recent I've been like, nah, Kanye was right still. Like,
fam,
I've been thinking about it.
I'm tired.
We need this.
Of hiding.
Because
I love Kanye.
We need him.
Been loving that.
We need him because when Scoop, man came out and said,
poop,
man's on live TV. Man said George Bush don't like black people. Man needs to understand this guy is tapped, but he's being real.
The thing is, he's been tapped since then.
Yeah.
It's just that the shit that he's tapped about now, we don't fuck with.
So it's like,
Ram, you knew he was tapped, but when he's using it in your favour.
We fuck with it, but we're not at that level yet. We're not ready to fuck with it.
What do you mean?
Like,
for example, I'll give you one where Dame Dash was even saying, that's where homie got it wrong. He said slavery was a choice. No, of course, back then it wasn't. But now it is.
Yeah.
Where you just say, oh yeah, fuck it. I'm going to work for this person and I'm going to be a slave to them and I'm not going to come out and do anything for us black people, blah, blah, blah. So he was like, he got that bit wrong. Maybe the way he said it was mad, but it's a choice in terms of now. It's a mentality right now. Do you get what I'm saying? There's no physical shackles. Yeah. But you see man say, oh, man can't do nothing about it. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's a choice in that sense.
I think what I'm saying also is that we're not ready to fuck with the things he's saying, but in a few years we will be, because even with that one, but then also when he says things like he wants to be Walt Disney or...
fuck with all of that.
Yeah, I fuck with that.
But there's a lot of people that don't get it.
Yeah.
Because they don't get what Walt Disney is or what Walt Disney's achieved, and... He wants to be not
means.
He doesn't want to be Walt Disney. He wants to be on that level.
And people
don't understand that there's not a Kanye West on that level. There's not Jay-Z's not on that level.
Yeah.
Like Walt is a different level. There, But you see, when we start to see, because I was in my office the other day and I didn't really want to talk about this, but I was there, something was going wrong, and I was thinking, I looked around at all the senior people, and I was thinking, who can I tell about this? Because if I talk to someone on my level in the business, they can't do anything.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I looked over, who's gonna understand me?
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh shit, this is the first time in 4 years I felt lost in my office. Because I've got black friends in there.
Yeah.
There are black people in there.
Yeah.
But if I'm looking at the top, I'm thinking,
what can you do?
Who can I talk to that's going to understand what I'm saying?
Mm. Those are like the underlying issues that they wouldn't know is even going on.
Nah,
they wouldn't even know that there was a point where you felt like you need to say something, but you didn't believe you could say it to anyone, so you didn't say anything.
Yeah.
That's underneath the iceberg.
If you go to the pub and have drink with them, there's bare shit that you know you can't say. But then there's more shit that you don't even know you can't say until it occurs.
So you're just
like, when it occurred, I was thinking, ooh.
My God.
There's nothing I can do about this.
Yeah.
But you see, when we start getting some people up there and shit starts happening and there's something we can do about it, that's when we'll start to understand, ooh, I remember when he said that 6 years ago.
Yeah.
now I feel like we've arrived in the future. What was that word? Enunement.
Enunment, yeah, yeah, yeah. Good one, good one. Because sometimes I learn some shit and I forget it. So that's a good one. Like, do you feel like...
Hold on, we haven't done an introduction. I think.
Oh, shit.
Like,
yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hey, I'm running crazy, dog. That is Maybe Show. My name is Tevi Alchemy.
Fred Santana in the build.
You know my nigga over here, nigga. Nigga, he said... nigga came with a Jada kiss, man. Nigga, he laughing, but ain't shit funny, nigga.
You
nigga,
clapping off.
Nigga won't miss,
he want
nigga.
The same years that his brother
nigga,
got.
Nigga, on God and him, on the near same and years God, that nigga. His brother overseas, got. Underseas,
he gonna shoot, shoot. He gonna shoot twice, over, three nigga. Times. Empty the cartridge on you niggas. Reload and shoot
nigga,
again.
Nigga, BB in the cut. That's a scary sight.
Yo.
Yes, man. Yes.
I got a confession, though.
Well, yeah.
Confess. Let's just change the whole dynamic right now. Okay. I got a confession. Oh, you know, way back, yeah? Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, you know what it is. It's time for Fred Santana fucking story.
Fucking story. This is fucking story. Right, over to cool. You, Fred.
First
and he's
all,
there in his shorts, sliding. Yeah, so what happened was fucking...
First of all, obviously, this episode has come out after the live show. So yes, thanks to everyone who came to the live show.
We appreciate you. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, listen. Okay, cool. Listen, we started about four years ago, yeah?
Yes.
And obviously...
What did you do, bro?
This episode never came out, but...
What are you talking about? I don't know.
This is back when, yeah? Like, we first started on the phones and that, innit?
Yeah.
And there's a time you called me to record, innit? But this recording never came out.
Okay. You're going to snitch on me, bruv. Am I going to be in trouble by the end of this? Because I don't need to say that
I was
shit.
Watching porn, yeah.
What? Why was on the phone to Sam?
The thing is, the call, I picked up the call, but the porn was still playing. So on the recording, you could hear the porn in the background. They messaged me like, "What's your sportsman?" I said, "Was to see."
I'm done. Oh my God! I am done with you. I'm hot
what
immediately.
Is wrong with you?
A man said no, because now I'm thinking back. I'm pretty sure I remember asking you, "Bruv, was you watching porn?" Man said no. You fucking wanker.
That's a figure.
You fucking wanker, bruv.
You should have went to the grave with that one.
You know what's funny? Like, when you actually just want to have a bash, everybody needs you in the world, bruv. Like, someone walks in the house or someone calls you, like, your girl will call you. You're like, fam, I should have some me time, bruv. Can't I just fucking be alone, bruv?
I was trying to be my meat. After the call, I didn't even beat my beat.
Yeah, he wasn't in the mood anymore.
Made me talk for 20 minutes.
Oh my God. Do you know what? Something interesting that I actually learned this week is two things about like sperm.
Yeah.
So basically, I found out that your sperm is smart. To me, it actually has a brain, bruv. Mm-hmm. Like, it must do. Because when you're masturbating, it doesn't, your sperm count's lower. So it knows that it's not in pussy.
Oh.
It understands that it's not in pussy, bruv.
That's mad.
So your sperm's there thinking, nah, that's a hand fam, man.
It's the dumb ones that come out.
Yeah, yeah, it's the dumb ones that are like.
Nah, I'm sure it's pussy.
It's pussy, I swear down. I'm going, I'll come back, I'll let you know. Like, you know, it's like The Island. Have you watched that film, The Island? Nah. Where they all want to go to this like great place. And these times everyone's getting murked like for their organs and shit.
Oh,
for
I
rich
think I've
people.
Seen that.
Yeah. So it must be like that. Like, don't worry, man. I swear I'm coming back, man. I'll come and get you lot as well, fam. But that's a mad thing. And then also, so when you're having sex, your sperm will understand, oh, this is actually pussy. Let's have more of a sperm count. And then found out that the more you ejaculate, the less likely you are to have prostate cancer.
Yeah, 100%. I've been on that.
It's mad, bro.
It's just building up in there, isn't it?
Fam. I've been known that. Like, at one point, I remember. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
You can build up the prostate. What's it talking about?
But I remember when I was in uni, I think.
Why are you laughing?
Why are you laughing?
He's shouting shit, isn't
it? Years in this, he's just shouting so much shit. But I did use that as a line
to get some pussy
for more ejaculation.
Fucking weirdo.
No. I was with
so
my girl
babe,
at the
time. I don't
want
to get cancer, man. Like, bruv, save me.
I'm telling you, I was genuinely scared when I found out because I was like, no, I need to nut. It used to be my justification for bashing. I was like, I don't want prostate cancer.
Yeah, I don't.
I need to let it go.
I need to let these go. But what I've actually thought, is can you imagine, like, obviously not everybody can, like, have kids or not everybody soldiers work and you don't necessarily find out. By the way, someone still needs to let us know how you check your sperm because apparently you can't just do it like that.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah. So someone needs to let us know. But what was I going to say? In terms of, let's say, your sperm... Ah, shit, it's leaving my head right now. What was I just saying?
Prostate cancer...
But you see with coming, because I was thinking this earlier.
He'll come back to me.
With coming, see when you bust a nut, is that the same as like...
Yes, I remember now.
Is that the same as like an orgasm?
Apparently it's not.
I knew it isn't.
Apparently it's not.
Like, oh, what, for men?
Because you know girls, they say, it's never made me come.
Yeah.
Climax, but, whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't think a nut is the same as an orgasm for a man either. It's not, is it?
Like, I told you, apparently orgasm, not. You can go blind. Like, you can.
That's because it happened.
Orgasm, fact.
It happened to me.
Yeah.
I never.
What, you went blind?
No. I think, I don't know.
Did you have an orgasm?
Fam, I think so.
Did you have
What happened, fam?
I don't know.
Did it have it in a bum?
You're right, man. No.
What do you mean? He's like, answer that fucking question.
What's your question? Something about the bum?
Yeah. Did you have something in your bum?
No.
Okay. Are you sure?
I wasn't having sex.
Well, apparently, because I heard. Remember when they got the plug with the tail on it? The little mink
thing. Because I heard that that's the only way a man can actually really.
Yeah. No, I've heard that too.
I think. Listen, it's gonna sound mad,
Yes.
Fuck's sake. It's but listen. Okay. I was having them weed brownies, innit?
Yes. Yeah.
Remember them weed brownies?
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So imagine, like, I had a whole one, and I think I was just orgasming.
Wait, did you bash when you?
No.
Was oh, you had sex?
No.
You were just there having an orgasm.
Because you remember when we saw that
Is
thing?
Is he all right?
Nah, listen.
Man just sitting down.
I'm telling you, I was moving. But you remember that time you played that thing with the woman saying, she sees a river and a lake?
Yeah. She saw God in that.
I was thinking about that at the time, innit? So I thought, okay, let me try and give myself an orgasm, innit? But have you ever heard of tantric sex?
Yeah,
where you don't touch each other, right?
I think
you just kind of just...
Yeah, you know,
like a sensual orgasm. Yeah. So I think I was doing that, and I think
best.
I think I was doing that and it just happened. So I was thinking, hold on a minute, I've never had that before.
Did you bust, bruv?
No.
Okay, all right, cool.
That's what I'm saying. Because remember, some people say
that would have been
because
moist.
Remember, I think it was with Ant and Wiley.
Yeah.
Where they was talking about you can come but not bust, innit?
Yeah.
A man?
Yeah.
Huh?
A man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's what happened.
Like, you can have an orgasm without like busting. Yeah.
I think I achieved
it. So to me, no, you girls ain't shit.
Whoa, where? Explain.
Yeah.
What my bro done?
Man ain't had no orgasm, fam. You guys ain't making us come. You're making man nut, but I didn't come.
Somebody actually tweeted, a girl tweeted that just because you made me squirt doesn't mean you gave me an orgasm.
Yeah,
it's two different things. It's mad. And some girls will be like so susceptible to squirting, but it's not actually
to
them.
I'm moving our goalpost.
Yeah, move it, fam. It's time to move it. We've been staying still for time, letting them just shoot. Open goal. No goalkeeper, just shoot. Make time me come, make me come. It. Nah, fam. It's
come,
hard
bruv.
To make man come. I'll admit something as well.
Okay.
So when man went Portugal.
Yeah.
Man was high, innit? We smoked. No, not Afro Nation, not Afro Nation.
Oh.
Not Afro Nation. I realized.
Bashing off in the room.
No, I didn't. So with my brethrens, and then I was high, innit? And I don't know why, I was like, we're all having a good conversation here, and I was fucking horny, bro. And I was like, this would be sick if I just cut out and bashed, innit?
He said it will be sick.
It'll be sick. You know, in my head, I'm like, yeah, this would be sick. Yeah, it will be sick, Tem. Yeah, go do it. Talking to myself in the third person, man. So I'm thinking, yeah, fuck it, I'm going. I was like, hey, man, I need to go back to the room.
I bet he thought he was looking mad inconspicuous as well.
He was hatched over.
Bam.
And he's already got the porn loaded on his phone. I imagine.
Man's walking around room. Probably stroking my leg, bruv, like on some mad thing. Don't even know what I look like. So I'm like, yeah, it'll be sick. Yeah, man, the man needs to cut. I went to the room. A man started to bash, But bruv, cause I was high, like the experience was mad. Like bruv, when I was shaking, fam. I was shaking, bruv, but I was like, that had to be the male orgasm right there. Cause I've never felt like, obviously I've shaken before when man's nutting, but like, I don't know how
to describe
it.
It was just a quick leg.
I saw the Angel Gabriel fam. I saw Mary Magdalene.
But now I'm telling you, see the thing that I had, yeah? It was lit and it was different. I've never had it before. So I'm thinking, the next time I nut, I want that. I want that, bruv.
Give me what that. Yeah, set the goalpost there,
I want that, bruv.
Fuck that, bruv. I need that. I need that.
Do you remember what you were going to say? Is it good now?
What was I going to say? Oh, no, the sperm. Oh, yeah. I remember. So imagine, yeah? The thing is, sometimes we just think, oh, yeah, because we reproduce sperm and all this kind of stuff, man could just bust nuts all over the place. But imagine if... just busting all kinds of nuts. He used to say that. it was the Hodge twins, isn't it? Busted all kinds of nuts. So imagine if, as a man, like, you know, it's like your days will be numbered. So, like... you're going to die someday. You might have something 1,000 days left.
Mm-hmm.
You might have only a certain amount of nuts before your soldiers stop working. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, but...
Do you ever think that?
No, like, it's not true though.
No, I'm not saying it's true, but like, we don't know that. Do you get what I'm saying? Because you never know. It could be like, oh, you've actually only got 70 live nuts, which will have like live corn in it, like live corn. After that, it's mad for you. But we're just here having sex willy-nilly, busting all... Do you get what I'm saying? Like, they even say the more you bust, like, it's like spiritual-wise, you're losing something. Do you get what I'm saying? Because you're losing either whether it be kids or something that's inside you that creates life. So you never know. We might be having a lot of sex and we're decreasing our fucking fertility, bruv.
Hey.
As a theory.
It makes me happy.
I got the kids.
I'll be honest.
All of the sperm I have in me, not all of them is going to become kids anyway. Yeah, so let's get through them and let them see the light.
Some of them are already dead. You need to get rid of the dead ones to access the live ones, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is science.
This
is fucking science.
This is science. Sometimes I definitely sit down and I say, nah, this sperm's been here for too long.
Fam. Like, you know, I was thinking as well, like, the other day about. I have to cool down, cuz. I was thinking about old money. You know, like, there's money in your account, yeah, that's just been there for so long. Yeah.
I know what you mean.
You know, like, if you withdrew it,
like Blade Brown, that's it, old money.
If you withdrew it, yeah, all of it, and you put it in a pile, like, that bottom sheet of paper, yeah, that bottom dollar.
Yeah.
You'll never spend it.
Yeah. Because it's always getting stacked on top, isn't it?
It's just more on...
You hope so, wouldn't you?
Anyway, unless you just got out, that's the same money from 1999.
You might get to a point where it's like, I've only got the bottom dollar left, bruv. Like,
fuck it, let me spend it, I won't die.
No, but I'm talking about nothing, yeah? Obviously, I haven't wanked this year.
Yeah.
So, fucking, my girl's been away. She's been like at her sister's for like a week, bruv. I've been moody.
You've been having urges.
Fam, I've been going to bed at 9. I swear to you, and I never realized until she came back yesterday night, but she weren't feeling well. I was like, ah, cool, whatever. Went to bed, woke up this morning, had a quickie. I was like,
I feel great. I feel amazing.
But I never realized it was that tied to my fucking mood.
No, it is, you know what I mean? Girls need to understand. That's why man's running around beefing man sometimes.
Fam,
Man needed to nut.
But I didn't feel horny when she was gone. Like, I was full on watching anime, bruv. Like, just chilling.
You felt like you could catch up on life admin, but there was that one thing missing.
There's something there, fam.
It was when there was nothing to do. I was like, bruv, this is annoying.
This is mad. Like, yeah, like, this is annoying, like,
or something that she might even say would just piss me off.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't get angry at her, but I'd be like, oh, I'm done with this conversation. In my head, I'd be like, I'm done. Like, I don't want to talk right now, bruv. And I never realized that was the reason why.
Oh,
like,
shit.
Until I'm not into, I was like, fam. I've actually been...
Moody?
Yeah.
I haven't been myself of late.
I haven't been myself.
Weight lifted off your shoulder. You've just been shouting at your brother for no reason.
For no reason. I was like, okay,
slamming
cool.
doors.
Like,
and
man's, man's better now. Man's better now, isn't it?
Like, he might have been missing. A VP just missing. He's moody.
Nah, I, like, I went to bed at like 9:30 the other day, and I woke up and I was still tired. And I was just like, this is jarring.
This is jarring, man. I need to
today. I ain't tired.
So I have the energy. Today I got time.
Today I got time.
I want to be someone that goes to bed early now, man. I've had enough of these late nights, bruv. Obviously, man needs to have late nights sometimes, but it's like, bruv, when man went to Barnsley with my girl just to see like her friend up there, like they were like, oh, I'm not even going to lie. Like, this is a bit of a late one. Bruv, it's like 8 o'clock. They're like, yeah, we go to bed at like 8, sometimes 9. And I'm like, oh, this is peaceful though.
But you know what's good? My boy told me once, yeah.
What?
He likes waking up at like at least an hour before he needs to get ready.
Yeah.
Just so that you can sit down.
Yes.
And just come to terms with the world again.
Best
like,
time.
Rather than just much, getting man. Up and going straight. It's like, oh, did you even give yourself a minute today to say hello?
It's true. Like, I'm not gonna lie, the only time I used to do that, like get up before I needed to, let's say, leave the house, is like exams. And I was like, I need to revise, fam. So I wake up and just get like 20 minutes in.
Sleep is but too good, man.
You feel, yeah, it's, you feel good,
but
though.
You know the sleep in the morning, that last 20 minutes of the sleep is the worst one.
No.
Because you're rushing your 20 minutes.
You're trying to
listen, that's the best fucking, like in sure. that sleep, nah. if sure. I wasn't ever, like if I didn't have to wake up, that sleep, I would be gone.
But you have to wake up.
Yeah, I know, but so the sleep is not enjoyable. Actually good. It's the not. Waking up is the annoying part.
Do you know the
bro?
Best part of sleep? 3:30 a.m.
When you're in there, oh, isn't God. It? You're in the cut. You are in the cut. No one's waking you. You are not moving. Yeah.
You're smiling at the ceiling.
Man is snoring. That's when the whole house, everyone's snoring in the house. You wouldn't even know because everyone's sleeping.
Everyone's out cold at 3:30 a.m, bro.
Those are the ones when you do wake up, you got red eyes, you're looking at man. You know the Donald Duck thing? Man looks at him like, what the fuck are you doing, bro? Let me sleep,
fam. I had to bat up my brother the other day. I know I interrupted a good sleep.
Yep.
I told him to clean the bathroom, innit?
Yeah.
3 days ago.
Yeah.
So I come home one day, I was like, okay.
3 days, he went into the dirty bathroom. Out of principle.
Out of principle. Out of principle.
We're so annoying.
I'm not cleaning it. I'm not cleaning it. So I've left it one day. Cool. Next day, I've been like, do you know what? He came home late. Maybe that's why, innit? Mm. The next day, home all day. Playing FIFA.
Didn't
do nothing. So I've come home. I've seen a dirty bathroom. I told my girl, if I go mad.
If I start like, slapping people, like, I'm like, moving mad.
Am I moving mad? Because like right now, this is pissing me off, innit?
Yeah.
So I've gone to him. I was like, bro, can you clean the bathroom, innit? Like,
yeah.
He said, all right, cool. Yeah, I'll do it later. The next day.
Another day.
Again.
It's still there. I
Again.
Said, okay. And I wake up, obviously, early to go to work. He's sleeping. 6 a.m. I went to his room. I said, wake up, clean the bathroom.
Yeah.
He said, all right, cool, yeah, I'll do it. I said, no.
No, now.
Now, bro.
Now, fam.
He said, no, I'll do it. Yeah. Fam, I didn't leave his room. I said, you're getting up now. Right now, bro.
He got up early to tell him fam. To clean the bathroom. Was it after you got out the bath?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to be late for work.
Yeah.
But I was like, no, that's it. You're waking up now, fam. He woke up vexed.
Oh,
I was like,
man.
Good, bruv. Like, now you understand, fam. You're not doing shit. That's another thing that's been pissing me off recently, bruv. Ah, bruv.
He's just right now. He's stressed
I'm
out.
I'm stressed out now,
I haven't seen him like this. Yeah. He's looking
pissing
moody.
Me off. Yeah, do you know where it is,
have
yeah?
some sex now.
Nah,
have
some sex. I'm good now. But it's because this week I haven't been, so everything can be.
It's just catching up. It's retrospective. Fam. Man's talking about when he was stressed.
Oh, my God,
even though he's post-sex.
Fam. Like, so.
I was thinking pre-sex.
The pre-sex thoughts are fucking angry, bro. Fucking angry, fam.
They've said that, though. They've said, all right, if man was to just have a bash before you went to go I'm and rob a you. Bank, he probably wouldn't do it.
Nah, bro. Probably my chill out. Has been getting on my nerves, bro, because he's moved back home now, and my girl, she don't like sharing, innit?
Yeah.
She already feels like, oh, I'm here because I have to be.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
we can save up and all of that stuff. Whatever, cool. So it's like, she's got her own cupboard full of her own shit in it.
Yeah.
Like her own seasoning and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Told everybody, look, don't touch that shit. That's hers.
Yeah.
Don't touch the food she makes. That's ours.
Mm.
Like, if she feels like sharing, she'll share.
Big man!
Hold on, wait. Hold on. Did you say this is your girl saying this to your brothers?
No, this is me telling them, because I know she's already chatting. She's telling me, like, I don't want to share this shit, bro.
Does she pay bills?
Yeah, she does.
Fantastic. Yeah, she can say what she wants.
She can say what she wants. That's what I'm saying. You pay rent, just like my little brother don't pay rent.
Yeah, cool. He has no right.
He has no right. My older brother pays some rent.
He has right.
He has right as well. Yeah, she also has rights because she also pays rent.
Cool.
So it's like, is she saying
in this life,
fool,
if you don't have money, you go suffer.
Fam. So is she saying don't touch it? Don't touch the shit, bruv. Yesterday, or was it a couple days ago, whenever, fam, my little brother came and said, oh yeah, can I have some of your stew? I said, what stew? He's like, oh yeah, like, big bro said that you've been having, you had stew and he's been using your stew. I said, one, I don't have stew.
He snitched.
No, because he didn't know. He just thought I've allowed it, innit? So yeah. He's come and been like, yeah, no, he said that he was eating your stew. I was like, one, I don't have stew. But two, the fact that he thought it was mine and ate it anyway. That's fucking rude, bro. That's fucking disrespectful. I come home, the seasoning.
But he pays bills though, innit?
No, but he didn't buy the shit to make the stew, bruv. That's not part of the bills. That's not part of the bills.
So did he make the stew with your seasoning?
No, he didn't make the stew. The stew's somebody else's stew.
Right.
I think my mum might have made it from the past or whatever, and it's just in the fridge or whatever.
Your mum went a while ago, fam. Yeah, I hope that's not the same stew.
She put shit in the freezer.
Okay, cool.
I don't even eat that shit. That's what's like, bruv, you lot can have all of that. Just don't touch my shit.
Yeah.
What pissed me off? Ah, fam, I'm vexed. I bought turkey mince. You know I'm not eating the red meat and all of that.
Yeah.
I bought turkey mince. I've gone to work. My girl's made me the mince, have it with spaghetti or whatever. I've come back and he's eating half of it.
Yeah.
I said, bruv, I don't even eat normal mince. You know how, why are you eating the turkey
you know
mince?
What, yeah? But this is the thing. You know when someone's like, when you're at work and there's like food and they'll be like, oh, like there's the normal sausages and there's the vegan ones. I'm hungry, fam. I'll eat your vegan thing as well, bruv.
But if
they'll be looking at
you
like, oh, but you're not vegan, leave it alone. No, bruv. No one told you you shouldn't eat the meat, bruv.
Nah, but I've already told you. Like, it's not like I haven't told you, like, boom, like, this shit's you lot shit. And he'll have bare food in the fridge.
I want turkey mince too,
and not eat his food because he's not in the mood to eat his food, but he wants to eat mine.
I want that corn too.
It's ready made.
Fam, I'll
have your shit.
I'm going home to argue, fam. I'm actually going home to argue. When I see
drop
next,
bag
I'm
at the
arguing.
Door, leave the door open. Who's home? Do you know how lit that is? That's why I can't wait to like just move out and you know, I'm going home to beef my girl today. Like,
and
I know
she doesn't even know it's
where
coming.
It is. I know where it is, bruv. It sounds like I've messed it. All right, give me 5 minutes. Oh, when I've got time to beef you, we'll beef, fam. We'll beef Don't beef me time. Now when I'm not concentrating.
Yeah.
Do you know how annoying that is?
I hate that one.
Paragraph. Because pimp, you're getting shot. You're like, rah, wait.
Because you've got time, you think I've got time too.
Wait.
You give me five.
Wait, give me 5 minutes. Sometimes I actually text and I say, I'm going to respond to this when I'm concentrating. Because right now, I'll respond to the last thing and I'll miss it. I'll flop it for myself. Wait me.
But do you know how mad I get? When I'm recording to the replying to the first paragraph, and I write it.
Yeah.
I delete.
Yeah. Not enough corn. Too much corn.
Yeah, too much corn.
You're taking it too far. Relax.
Yeah.
You started going about the past.
I don't need to cuss him up. Delete. Let me delete that thing.
Oh my God, fam. It's mad, but you're just petty at the time, fam. But they're corning you. They're corning you at the time.
I almost ruined her birthday. I got that petty, bro.
Oh.
The other day, she went to work. I get one day off, so I'm tired. I'm sleeping, whatever.
Yeah.
I spoke to her and I'd be like, oh, what are we going to eat today? She's like, oh, I don't know. If I was going to cook, you'd have to take the fish out the freezer. I was like, all right, cool. I've taken the fish out the freezer.
Yeah.
She's come home. She said, so you didn't make the fish. You said you're gonna cook if I take the fish out.
Yeah.
I haven't cooked. He's like, no, but you don't use your initiative.
That initiative thing is annoying.
It's annoying.
I think we've already discovered I don't have it, fam.
Yeah,
I don't fucking have it, bro.
We've discovered this.
We discovered I don't have initiative, fam. I'm not using it.
She's like, yeah,
your hands
me,
are
like,
just out there like that.
I could
like,
don't use your man have
like,
not,
don't
fam.
Do that because I told you, like, so I'm going mad, yeah? And she's like, no, but you never make the
fish.
Food.
This is some grown folk shit.
This is some grown folk. She's like, no, but you never make food at home. I go to work too. I come back. It's like, but I do the cleaning.
I'm being a mature. It's funny.
And then obviously,
I never thought it would be like this.
I already planned to surprise her for her birthday. Gonna take her somewhere, and I was gonna cook because I've already thought to myself, I never do the cooking, so it'd be nice if I did it.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do that for her birthday.
Niggas are trash or because trash. A nigga will never think, you know what, let me just treat her to a meal right now, randomly. I know she's tired every week, let me just treat her. Man will be like, I'll do it on her birthday.
Yeah,
fuck
no,
it.
But if she tells me, that's why I was like, that was my main argument. But if whenever you've asked me, oh, I'm tired, can you cook? I'll do it. But if you're not asking me, I'm assuming you're fine to cook.
She said take out the freezer. At the end of the day, you did that.
I did that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I reckon she
but
just changed
your initiative.
Yeah. No, but you know what happened? You know what happened? Girls change their mind and they don't say, you know what? I just felt like changing my mind. They'll just act like saying no. You should have known that I was going to change my mind.
And you didn't cook it right. It's a problem again, innit?
Speak, fam.
Oh, nah.
She'd be there chat. Because she meant, yeah? You smash her.
Fam, nah, I smashed it. Because obviously we had that argument and then I ruined.
Wait. I thought you said you smash her.
He said you smash her.
Nah. Bang her or something?
No, I'm talking about the cooking. I smashed it.
You smashed the cooking, yeah?
Yeah, no, because we had that argument, innit? And then I ended up like fucking up because I was like, yeah, you see, I was even going to do you cooking for your birthday. You've ruined
it. Oh, you fucking
I went petty. Yeah, I went petty. Yeah, I was like, no, fuck it. You're not having a good birthday.
That's it. We're going canary wolf. Cat's out the bag. There's going to be champagne and a fucking heart balloon there.
Ah, shit. Like, a detail.
He said, we're coming for you, nigga.
Shit. I did exactly that, fam. Because imagine, I was dropping her to the station. She's even going gym with her brethren, innit?
Yeah.
So I was dropping her to the station to go meet her. And then I told her in the car, and I was like, oh, fuck. By the time I drove home, I was like, I shouldn't have said that. So by the time she came home, dinner, candle lit.
I didn't know he had candles.
Hey, fam.
That's what's funny. Okay, when I see candlelit dinners.
It wasn't even candlelit. We have some like lights or some shit, but they look like candles.
So you turn off the light.
I turn off the light. do you know what's like so cinema. Fucking annoying as well? She went to eat Chinese with her friend.
Can you
she
imagine?
Said she was getting gym.
She didn't even go gym.
Girls went gym as well.
Yeah. But they went to eat Chinese. It's like, what's the point?
Yeah, what is the point?
I had a girl once, yeah? Mm-hmm. You know there's a gym here?
Yeah.
Right here. She stayed at my house. Bare stuff she used to do that used to stress me out. She said she's going gym in Stratford to do yoga. Said you're going that far to do yoga.
there's gym here.
She went gym. There. Half an hour yoga lesson. This girl's gone for like 4 hours. She comes back with a smoothie in her hand. I'm thinking, where the fuck have you been? You went to fucking Stratford for yoga and now you're back hours later with a fucking smoothie. I've just been here bored.
Yeah, I've been here, bruv. I want company. When you're older, you realise I want company, man.
What have you been doing?
That's what they've been thinking. When you're late from work, man will be at work banging FIFA, you know. Come on, she's thinking, where was you? It's not because she missed you. She wanted company. She was lonely, fam. Even if you was going to sit there silent in the same room just chilling,
yeah.
They just wanted company, fam.
No, but you used to get me. I'm thinking you're come for what? First of all, there's a gym fight. I told you not to go that far. When something happened to you,
yeah.
You listen to the fucking directions, bro.
When something fucking happens to you, don't have to come all the way to Stratford to get you. Fucking idiot. Go gym there, man.
You gotta love growing up, fam. For all the young listeners, fam, you gotta love. Honestly, you argue over the most dumb shit. Shit that you're okay, like life is all right, you're earning, everything's good.
I used to use a shampoo and shit.
Arguing over, yeah.
I'd even got hair like hers.
I'm thinking, why?
VO5. Pantene.
Just doing off my hair. As well, man.
Pantene.
And you know men, we use a stupid amount as well.
Yeah,
You don't even need that much. Just a small,
dumb amount,
just,
though.
Just squeezing it out, up and down the hand, up and down.
Do you know what it is? You want to make sure it gets so
You don't want to see your hair, fam. You want to see the white.
For that reason, I put the mirror in my bathroom as well, yeah. Like the small, the double-sided one.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. That you can...
The circle
thing.
If you flip
it, it's zoomed in, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I want to see how much soap is in my hair.
Yeah.
So that I know that's enough.
I got that thing as well.
That's good.
My mum got it though. Did you buy that?
Bought it.
Oh, it's interesting.
So but I can put it into
the shave.
Shave?
Yeah.
No.
That's what it's for.
Yeah, I shave. Yeah, that's what I
do it to see how much soap is in my hair.
This guy's buying things for useless reasons, man.
He's useless, man. He's a fool, bruv. He's actually a fool, man.
Do you know what gets me mad, yeah? Is that when I say things, you act like I'm the only one that does it.
No, hey, fam. You might not be the only one, but only one here. 100% the only one that does that.
I just wanted to know that. All right, boom, that's enough.
I'm lying. I've done it.
I've definitely done it.
I've put like shampoo in my
hair. But can't you just see in a normal mirror, bruv?
You can, but it's like sometimes that mirror's on the corner. Yeah. It's like you can get an angle there. So sometimes I'll look.
My mirror is directly opposite the bath and I can see.
But I've got a shower curtain as well, so.
Yeah, pull it back.
Yeah, no, that's I know what you mean. It's longer. And the thing is, I have like a blind spot where I wash my hair, innit? Anytime I shampoo it, it's always this corner hair. I miss it all the time. So I'll get out of the bath.
That's
the
front of your head, you know?
I know. No,
that's
because
it like
when I was washing that,
it's a blind spot. I nearly let it go, you know. I just wasn't paying much attention, but you got to have that. It's a blind spot. In the mirror as well. It's not until I got out that I saw that. So how are you washing it off in the beginning? Oh, but Fred is mad, isn't it? But Fred is mad. But he's washing his hair. But he somehow misses this front hair.
I love having someone madder than you around because they can always take the blame. When man tweeted, "Have you ever had sex on a beanbag?" Someone said, "Fred tweeted it."
Yeah.
I came home later to our Fred tweet. I'm thinking, tweeted what, bro? Sex on a beanbag.
I didn't even like doubt that it was him.
Yeah,
I
do you know the maddest thing
twice.
Is,
I said that was Fred.
The maddest thing is, I have.
That's why I tweeted it because when I was in fucking Barnsley. There was a beanbag there. We didn't have sex with it, but I was like, man should have sex on a beanbag. Like, I wonder if anybody else has done it. Because it might be lit or it might be mad. But I was like,
I didn't even answer the poll, but I have. Yeah. I have done it.
Blind spot is wrong. I don't mean blind spot. I just mean the spot that I always miss. It's always this corner. Every time I'm watching it, I tend to focus on the back because I'm like, don't miss that. Mm. Then I'll do that. But then if I literally now draw the curtain and I'm about to step out, I see this one corner hair in it. So I'm like, ah, shit. So I use the flip thing, innit? To look at myself sometimes.
How was the conversation, about her paying rent, though? Because, I feel like...
Yeah, that's an interesting
one. These kids, I think, Charlie touched on it a little bit where it was like, or just man them are doing the most to please girls financially.
Mm.
But do you know what, Because we're going to talk about it at the live show. We've already spoke about it at the live show, but I saw someone tweet this, and I was thinking...
Shit has been going on in life.
Someone said, a genuine question for the man them. If a guy is doing everything a partner should be doing, supportive, listens, cute dates and surprises, holiday... introduces her to the family.
Is
friends.
That everything the guy has to do?
For approximately 12 months, but refuses to give her the girlfriend title. What more do you want? What is the meaning? Here it is. In that whole tweet, what did the girl do?
Yeah. All she did was sit back and enjoy the ride, fam.
Why should I? If I ask you, you should say yes. Mm. At the moment, I shouldn't even have to ask you. What have you done for me to ask you? Mandem, stop breaking your backs for girls that they're not doing anything.
Don't do off the first bind and go buy another one. The thing is, what's mad is that she won't ask you. Even though you've been doing all of them good things, she won't be like, I want to be with you. Take me serious. I want to be your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because tradition. Is it fucking traditional for me to take you out like this, bruv?
For 12 months. Consistently. Oh, fam, man, little homies, don't do off your spines for these girls, boy.
They ain't doing nothing back.
And don't ever have that conversation about this table. What'd you bring? Fuck that. Fuck that.
Yeah.
If this girl isn't doing anything, you don't feel that she's supporting you mentally, financially, any of that.
It's going hard.
That's
why I like it.
When I saw this, I was thinking, what did she do?
Yeah.
What's she done? 12 months. What's she done that she wants to be girl? What have you done? You're just there, chicken necking. just every time clucking, just chatting shit for 12 months. You haven't asked me out. Shut up.
Making noise, bro.
Fucking done, bro. Don't piss me off, man. Don't do off your spines for these girls.
That's the thing.
Like, there's gonna, like, these guys,
the life they're living at the moment, they're doing so much dripping designer and impressing girls.
Too much, man.
Finance. But then when it actually gets to the crux of the real relationship, we have to pay rent.
We ruin our own market by doing that. Because again, I've said it, bruv, if we was like, forget it, I don't know, we don't want girls to have painted nails anymore. We don't like acrylics. Bruv, if we stop going out with girls that do that and we only look at the girls that do, every girl will be like, wow, the only way to get a man is by taking off these acrylics.
Yeah, but as they...
So we dictate, it's like whoever's watching the other person, they dictate the market.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, That, the argument to counter that is the fact that they always say, but we're not doing it for the man, we're doing it for ourselves. And here's where I was like, maybe these girls are actually doing it for themselves. Star Brim.
They're not.
Star Brim, Cardi B's friend.
Yeah.
She went to jail or whatever.
Yeah.
She was on Brilliant Idiots talking about like her jail experience.
Is she a city girl or?
No. Okay. She's just like, she's Cardi B's friend.
I don't know.
She's like full on blood, like blood gang, like.
Oh, right. Thing.
But she went to jail and she was just talking about her jail experience. And she was talking about like in jail, like there's full on like people trying to do makeup, making makeup from.
So what you're saying is what, because
there's no men in there. But here's the thing. There's no men in there. They're just doing it for themselves.
That was the life they lived outside. You're going to want to keep some of your normal life. You don't want to feel like you're not a human anymore.
No, but that's exactly what she said. Yeah, she don't want to feel like she just let herself go and all of that. So it's not for to impress a man. It's just so she can feel within herself that she looks good.
Why do men still go gym while they're in there? We go gym outside to look nice for women, but while I'm in there, I'm still going gym.
Yeah, why should I change you want to feel good for yourself. Like this,
no, but I want to look good for girls.
When I get out,
when you get out. Yeah, no, but you're talking about when you get out. So obviously your gains are going to stay when you get out. In jail, if you don't put on makeup for 10 years, when you come out, you can still put on makeup now you're on.
They can still screw a guard in there.
What do you mean? That's true.
Women can still
that's what I'm saying. Like, now we're throwing out different things. But the thing is, they were in an all-female prison.
Yeah.
And her thing was, I'm not doing it for no niggas. Like, I'm doing it because I want to be able to wake up, look at myself, and not feel like
trash. I reckon, bump into a nigga that day. It doesn't mean you didn't.
I reckon she was just trying to refine her skills, make sure she doesn't stay rusty. Yeah, she don't get rusty. So when she comes out, she can fucking...
She's right back where she was, killing these niggas. Yeah.
It's all... Everything we do is to the opposite sex.
It could be, but I'm saying there's some of it that's like, I'm doing it for myself because I don't like myself.
But remember when we started, what question would you ask God when you buck him at the pearly gates? Mm. God, were these women doing shit for us? Mm. Yes, they were, little niggas. Yes, they were.
So now you're God.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Tell you what their ulterior motive was.
I'm not saying that they're not, but I'm just saying it's really hard because everything you lot do is for women.
Most,
yeah, I agree. Most,
yeah,
but we're saying everything they do is for us.
Not everything, but makeup is one.
I reckon this is what I think. It's like, I don't know, you les, right? They'll say we're trying to do it for the environment, but down the line, it's for the money, fam. Yeah. There's money
Brexit,
there.
We're trying it to do always, it for the NHS.
You follow the money. It always comes down to money. So when it comes to us and the opposite sex, it always comes down. The origin is to attract the opposite sex. I genuinely
think
that.
Or if you're LGBTQ,
then it's to attract whoever you're attracted to. The same sex, whatever. I think it's always for that, bruv. That's just how I think. I feel like sometimes as humans, we try to think we're not part of the animal kingdom. Yes, we fucking are, bruv.
Yeah, we are.
We are, bruv. We behave just like them. All it is that we can talk and think, bruv. Like, properly. Like, we can rationalize. That's all humans can do. They can rationalize and reason. Whereas, maybe a monkey might just scrap because, fuck it, you're trying to take... We're scrapping. There's no talking. But fam, we do it for them. They do it for us.
I'll be honest. She said that she didn't want to get rusty still. I left that out. I was thinking about it.
Come on, I've been podcasting for 4 years. I know this.
Trust me, fam.
But how did that conversation go with your girl about her paying?
Yeah, like, how did you introduce it? Because it might not be hard, but some people might be like, they want to ask that person. Like, I forget, we role models in that.
But like, some girls may be like, oh my God, I can't believe. Like, go to the girls and like, oh, he asked me to pay rent.
Yeah.
But he's got designer, like some men, they may be petrified to ask the girl.
Yeah.
Can you, cause you know, so how did that go for you?
It wasn't even it's a conversation, but not really. It wasn't like, okay, so if you're moving in, I'm going to need you to pay such and like mm-hmm. no, it wasn't like that. It was more of a case of we're like, okay, nah, like let's go get this house.
Mm.
But obviously there's still rent to pay here, innit? So if we want to save, you're already paying 5-6 bills over here. Mm. I'm paying that over here. Why don't we just come together and split it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That way now we're paying less.
Makes sense, yeah.
And we could save more.
Cool. Yeah.
So literally that was it.
Your situation's different because mm-hmm. you're trying to save for a house with your girl
mm-hmm.
and you guys come together makes it cheaper.
Yeah.
Whereas you know there's some people where they're like, oh, just come live with me. Mm. Does it come from your mum's house? They're not even saving for a house.
Yeah, it's yeah. just, they're just come live over with me.
But then obviously after a while, man starts realizing, right, man has to take you out on dates and pay rent.
Nah.
and just nice and get haircuts.
She wouldn't even like that. Like yeah. that's the one thing that I know like about my girl. She's proper like, not about this Dennis Splash on me.
Yeah, sort yeah, of life. Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
She'll be like, what are you doing? Like, we've got other shit fam. To do, bruv. Like,
word.
Mandem, don't be afraid to leave them kind of girls for the sugar daddies. Man. Ain't no thing, bruv. Just leave them for them niggas.
Yeah, like, you don't you have to have that kind. Like,
we don't
fine.
Have to be their sugar daddy. We
but yeah, just, you don't. Cool.
In,
it's true.
In the group chat, someone shared something about getting on the property ladder and that. So, man, I have to share this knowledge. So, hopefully, I've read this twice this morning, so I know the next word that's coming. So, hopefully, I don't fuck it up.
It's all right.
Ahem. Ahem.
Hold on. Get that. He's going to go for it.
He's approached the podium. All right, boom. As we know, like getting on the property ladder, I'm gonna do it in slang at some points.
That's
as
fine.
Well.
No, you read the way you want to, as long as we understand.
Fucking, as we know, getting on the property ladder is hard at times, isn't it? So, and often first time buyers are forced out of the area they grew up in. So basically, what the government are trying to do, shout outs to Sadiq Khan. Is put 20% discount on for people that are buying homes for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As long as they stay in the area that they grew up in.
Yeah.
So obviously before it's been known that, so say like you go to Brixton, you're thinking like back in the day, nigged off innit? But now you go there and you're thinking, where's everyone? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Just, yeah.
It's Caucasian doff innit?
Mm.
So the new plans are announced yesterday. We'll see Brits offered prices on brand new. Do you know what's mad as well?
What?
I was in Aldgate East where I work yesterday, basically walking to Shoreditch, innit? New builds. I'm thinking, rah, I never knew they was building this. It's because they knocked down the building in front of it. I could see the new build behind it.
Mm. Yeah.
I was thinking, rah, they look nice, innit? And then, you know, on the boards it says 2-bedroom apartment, 3-bedroom apartment.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then I saw, oh my God, I saw 2-bedroom apartment and the price. Guess the price.
Probably like 400 or something.
No.
Guess the price?
980.
9,800, like 900.
He's closer than you, bro. I'm
serious.
899,000.
For two beds.
Bedroom, flat.
Wow.
Aldgate East. I was screaming on the road, bro.
Trust me, that's it. Yeah.
Hey! Mm-hmm. Hey! Screaming.
Fam, it's mad.
Do you know what you're getting? Fucking Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Texas. I remember my uncle even said, you will literally buy the land and you'll get them to bring the house over. Literally, on the thing. Just build it. Bam.
Do you know what you'll get?
It's peak, man.
899,000 for a 2-bedroom flat.
Yeah.
This mad. You probably don't even have it upstairs.
Yeah. But it's true. The thing what I've been
thinking, and the kitchen and the living room are connected.
Mm.
It's not even a separate
open plan. Yeah, open plan. Yeah, open plan kitchen. Everything it has to be. They're trying to. Oh, bro.
Ceilings is low and that.
But this is what man's been thinking because as man's been saving for a house and all this stuff with my girl as well. Like I was like, all right, cool. Everyone should like secure their property first and have their home in it, have their base. But then. After that, like, you know, sometimes like you want to get into business with your brethren, but like you might think, oh, but man can't have 10 people because we don't make as much money.
Mm.
But later on,
it'll be a lot of money.
It'll be a lot of money. So mm-hmm. if we're like, cool, we got 8 brethren that we all trust. Let's all put in 4K, 5K for deposits.
Mm-hmm.
We share out the rent. Fair enough, it might not be that much yield, but when it comes to selling the house, we'll make more back.
Mm-hmm.
And that way, everyone on the property ladder, we start even a business, can start lettings, sales,
all that
kind of shit mm-hmm. that comes with it. Then you end up letting out other people's properties. You know, people that do lettings don't own the property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They literally just have a network of people that own properties and need it let, and they're just the middleman.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just thinking, if man does that, we can all eat. Mm-hmm. And even if we don't make loads of money, we still make more than what we would have if we wasn't to do it.
Well, we'd make more.
And it would take longer if we did it by ourselves.
Because say we
buy a four or five bedroom.
Yeah.
We already know we're going to make rent 1.2 a month.
Yeah.
But we all put in 10K each to hit that deposit.
Yeah.
In a few months, in less than a year, we've made back our deposit money. Thereafter,
no, we haven't.
How? They're paying 1.2.
Yeah, but if
but we've all put in 10K
one,
each.
One, you're paying the mortgage, and it. Two, it's 10K each, not just 10K.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's one room, 1.2.
Oh, you're talking about the rooms, one room. Right.
Is 1.2.
Oh, that's an expensive place.
That's it. Yeah, that, what house are you talking about, bro?
1,200 a month.
Yeah, yeah, no,
for one room
in London.
You can rent a room for that.
Yeah,
you can rent a room.
I guess so. Yeah,
it's wild. Probably the lowest. Someone will do it. Someone will do it.
That's the lower end of rent in some areas in London. You know, so if we all put in,
I need to put in, man. And I say it, but obviously I want everyone to focus on getting their home first.
Well, that could be, that might even be the first option, because we could probably put 10 each, 30K deposit on the Saturn. I don't know where it's going to be.
I realize it's the only way. Or if you need
two more people, you got 50K.
That's the only way to actually build quickly.
For the future, I've definitely had that in mind.
100%. Like, 100%. I've always thought
even just in terms of where we're buying, like just so people know, the reason why, like, one of my brethren's at work is like, he used to work for RBS, I think.
Yeah.
And he used to do like mortgage advising and all of that. I told obviously the man then, but just to share with everybody else, like, he was like one of the richest people who he worked for had houses everywhere else and rented in London.
Yeah.
Because he was like, there's no point in me buying a £899,000 house.
Yeah.
House. Two bedroom.
Apartment.
Yeah. 2 bedroom. And then when I want to sell it, now the areas might be even nicer. Now that place is worth like 1.5 mil.
Something
dumb like that. He's like, who the hell am I going to sell a 1.5 million 2 bedroom to?
Yeah.
It don't, I can't make money off this house. Like, I'm going to have to sell it at a loss.
Because they just keep inflating the price. They keep inflating the price. And it's just adding numbers.
The market's about to crash too.
Yeah. What's it called? What's it called? Recession. Recession's coming. My brother's saying it's coming.
Don't go putting in anything.
So this is our chance. But it's mad because sometimes you're like, we're like, this is our chance. And there's someone out there that's just bought a property and they're like, oh my God, fam, I'm fucked.
I'm fucked.
There's always wins and losses.
Like,
someone's always losing when
like,
you're
their
winning.
Their house is on the market right now trying to get out.
Yeah,
of it,
they're trying to get out of that shit. Yeah. Like,
so, but back to this thing. So, what help is out there for first time buyers? Getting onto the property ladder can feel like a grim task, but there are schemes out there to help first time buyers. This is my least favorite one. A help to buy ISA because it maxes out at 3,000. But basically, it's tax-free. It's a tax-free saving account. So if every 200 you put in, the government adds £50. And I'm thinking, that's a slow burner. Shit, plus it caps out.
I read into that one.
It's so shit. Nah,
it's so
shit.
You can't even use the money as a deposit. You can't use the money as a deposit. It's so shit.
Which is paid to your solicitor.
Don't do that, guys.
That money is paid to the solicitor. So, don't do that. With buying a house, it's not as easy as you just go, that one.
Let me have it.
You have to get surveyed, all that kind of shit.
It's a long thing. There's a help to buy equity loan, which I'm not too keen on either. The government will lend up to 20% of the home's value or 40% in London after you've put down 5% deposit.
Yeah.
The loan is on top of the normal mortgage, but can only be used to buy a new build property.
Yeah. That one, apparently, they kind of rate. Let me not just use that word loosely. They kind of finish you when it comes to selling the property, apparently, and the rates aren't that great with that one. So it just helps you to get on the ladder. But in terms of the rate that you get, it's not that great.
Yeah,
I was 100%. Talking to Charlie from the Composers on that one. Shout out, Charlie. He was just like, yeah, I might just do that. And I was like, yeah, but apparently you don't get the good rate. And he was like, to be fair, you're going to get finished somehow, bruv.
But
you might as well get on it.
Don't be on a mad rush to get on the ladder that you just
go for yourself. Because sometimes people end up worse off. And you have to really be like aware of like when the government is trying to help you, that's when you definitely need to look at terms and conditions.
Yeah.
You really need to look at the small print and understand what does this mean for later? Because government will do that, fam. Look, exactly what we said. Go get diesels.
Yep.
Next thing you know, ULEZ. Like they'll do stuff for 5 years, 10 years
because
later.
Government check,
they think
one
that
year,
way.
Maybe Labour, then in 4 years, it's Conservative. So their laws is completely
When you've got long money, you can think in the future. So you can say student loan. Yeah, it's cool. We'll just hand out 100 mil, 200 mil a year. Because we know
in 10 years, 15 years, that's 500 mil. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. But when you got long money, you can do that. So you can't always think that because they're trying to help you now, it's help in general. Sometimes later on, they'll finish you, fam. They'll get you soon enough. So think about it. Just be careful. I'm not saying don't do it, but make sure you understand what you're getting into.
And then there's a lifetime ISA, another government scheme that gives anyone aged between the age 18 and 39 the chance to save tax-free.
Yeah.
And get a bonus of up to 32,000 towards your first home. You can save up to 4,000 a year and the government would add 25% on top. That one doesn't sound too shabby, but you have to do the maths there to understand what you're really getting into, because you'll see 32,000 on top towards your first home.
Yeah.
And then you can save up to 4,000 a year and the government will add 25%. It sounds like there's a loophole somewhere because it's all positive, innit?
Yeah, trust me. Like, when it's too good, like, I'm telling you, fam. Yeah,
nice. Like, I save 4,000 a year, and then you give me 25% on top of 30. I don't. Like,
what do you get out of it?
Yeah, what do you get? What? Where do you win? Like, trust. There's no way. Like,
just give him 32 racks. Right. Right. Just give it to me now, then.
Man, need to find out.
But so how many years do I have to save for? But I can only save 4,000 a year. Like, what's the read into it? Don't just
something go there, and get
lifetime eyesight. It says lifetime.
Yeah, you need to look into
that's
that,
probably the one. You might sell even when you're dead, you still have to make 4,000 a year.
And it's on your kids now.
You know, fuck it. Oh, next of kin.
Yeah.
Shared ownership. This one's I'm 50-50 with again. Co-owning with a housing association.
I'm not about that as well. I don't like that.
So basically you can own like 25% of the house, but then you still pay rent on the other 75%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is like, you're already paying your mortgage on 25% of the house plus rent. So are you actually saving here?
It's good, but it's not really good.
I just feel like when you're buying a house, you want the house.
But you can buy more shares in the house. But the thing is,
the shares that you buy, I think Tyler was even telling us in the group chat, he was saying that the shares that you buy, so say you start off with 25%, then you want to buy more like in a year or two's time.
There'll be more, innit?
You'd pay for what the house is worth now.
Yeah, so it's just like shares, it's going up. If the equities of the house is going up, it's going up. Yeah. So you're paying more and more.
I like the sound of this one, just the name of it. First dibs in London. So London's Mayor Sadiq Khan is working on a scheme that will restrict sales of all new build homes in the capital up to 350,000 to UK buyers for 3 months before any overseas marketing can take place.
That's what man needs.
Yeah, this is good.
That's very good.
The only thing is still expensive.
Yeah, it's still expensive. It's not, but it is the price.
It's good. Yeah,
350,000.
Yeah, at the end they were in London. Man can't say Sadiq can't make it cheaper. Fair enough, innit? Yeah, that man can do. Because, bruv, the amount of times that you'll see a new build and they'll say it's all sold out. That wasn't people in London buying it. That was some overseas people. And then you'll get the estate agents literally managing it for like 15% of the rent, and you'll be thinking, oh yeah, it's an English guy because the estate agent in England, it's a guy from overseas that's literally getting them to manage
Al-Hamza.
Do you know how much empty houses, like vacant houses there are?
Empty.
Empty,
that
fam.
Building there, all these towers that they've recently built around this, empty. Like, no one don't live there.
It's all for money, fam.
Start a home initiative. So this is the last one on the list. A government scheme that will see up to 200,000 new built homes in England to be sold to first-time buyers at 20% discount by 2020. To receive updates on the progress of these homes, you can register interest here. I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to register interest in that.
It sounds good.
So it says it will help 90% of young people who are currently renting and desperate to own a property to steadily progress to full ownership. The scheme will allow people to buy their rental properties in chunks, which could be as little as 1%. Don't start at 1%. You've got 99% to go. You'll be there forever.
Yeah, words.
You'll
don't
be there forever.
Loading.
Don't
do that.
Which is different to the share. But these start at 10% and could be, boom. So yeah, go look into that. Yeah,
that one just sounds like shared ownership.
Yeah, it sounds a bit like it.
Because I think the only difference is shared ownership, you have to buy in 10% chunks, whereas that one, you can buy 1% at a time.
Yeah,
which is like, bro,
they're always gonna get you. My thing is, fam, save as much money as you can and just do it yourself. And the benefits you get of being a first time buyer is that you don't have to pay no stamp duty and shit like that. So that's a good time for you to buy like maybe a bigger house out there, get your space and shit. And then later on, you might have to think about stamp duty, all that kind of stuff. But yeah, it will be good to get someone on that's fucking like
well versed on that. If there's any mortgage advisors and you know, right, you can help man out, let man know. Because these high street mortgage advisors are going to bump you. You're not going to get a great rate. And you might have these savvy mortgage advisors that can do something nice for you where you can, your affordability goes up. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's important to do your research and just know that it's not about just going to Barclays because they're on the high street, fam. There's more than, like, with anything that's dealing with houses, there's ombudsman, there's certain things that these guys have to be accredited on. So don't feel like because it's Barclays, they're good. There's other small brands that are just as qualified that will be able to do it for you. You just have to be open-minded. So don't fall for that propaganda and shit. But yeah, fam, houses next year, that's what man's on. That's what man needs to be on. Man needs to achieve that shit for real.
Chilling them.
Yes.
Chilling them, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We need to pick a location.
And everyone just live there, innit?
Everybody go there.
And all our kids can chill together.
So we can all record
your seed, marry his seed, marry my seed. That's how we keep kind of money. All in the family. And I'm like Rothschilds. Hey, it's though. Real,
it'd
though.
Because one of the only reasons you'd miss living so close to London is your friends. But if all your friends live there, it's like, let's go out to the local pub.
Yeah. Trust me. Apparently, South Ockenden, like my girl's sister lives out there, and he was like, "Oh, if you're looking within just outside the M25, look there." And I was like, "Oh, well, to be fair, if man starts a family with my girl and her sister's there, it's like, oh, this is actually a cheap place to live, South and everyone Ockenden. Can live there. Fuck it, we'll bring knife crime to South Ockenden then." I'm playing, but there's bare places. I've created a doc and I'll share it with everyone as well. Just of like everywhere without outside the M25. Just that is like 50 minutes or 40 minutes into London. So at least you have that sense of I can come in or I can work in, I can stay out.
Just as long as there's good transport links.
Yeah, that's my thing. Fam, at the end of the day, you're going to get bumped on travel. You're always going to have to pay in life.
Travel's always going up.
It's always going up regardless. Fine. You're going to just have to firm it to a degree. But fam, I'll be upset if man ends up being someone that has 40 yards and all my other guys only have one. Like, man can make money together.
A
man can build and then shot them. And I like it when I see niggas with all their brethren and they're wealthy. They're all good.
Together. Mm.
Someone might have more money, but everyone should be on that same level. You know the ones where someone's got 2 mil, the other person's got 10 mil. We can still do the same things.
Yeah, we
can
do the same things. Yeah.
I have 10 mil, you can have 2. Oh, shit. But in advance, everyone, grateful for coming out to the live show. Thank you for all the support that everyone's showing. There's definitely more to come. And man has some shit to do for Black History Month as well.
I heard.
So, for sure.
Sounds good.
Anything to plug?
Just, I think once we get the details on Black History Month, then will. But we're going to share that. October's around the corner.
1,000%. You know the theory, bro.
Nah, his baby's crazy.
Hello, doctor.